My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
It's My Generation. I'm Dangerous Dave, and Aussie rock legends Cold Chisel. They've sold almost 7 million albums over 40 years, and they've had an uncompromising attitude as one of the most ferocious live rock and roll bands on the planet. Ian Moss and Don Walker, welcome to My Generation. Nice to have you in the studio.
Hi, Dave. Nice to be on with you.
Your iconic Last Stand shows happened in 1983, and after that, we didn't expect to see Cold Chisel play again. This is the original lineup of legends Jimmy Barnes, Phil Small, and you guys, along with Charlie Drayton on drums in place of the late Steve Prestwich. Now, you've performed before for shows and made music, but the Blood Moon Tour, this one's a little different.
A few years ago, we stuck a peg in the sand and said, let's do something again in 2020. So we've just been working towards that, you know, the last couple of years, keeping it in mind, putting some songs to one side. The people who work on these things have been working on ideas for this tour and come up with this idea of touring in the magic months between New Year's Eve and mid-February, where everybody's out there in the outdoors with the sunscreen.
Now, you're putting the finishing touches on some new music just in time for the tour, we hope.
The first time we got into a studio in a demo situation was back in April. That was just some of us, myself, Don and Phil, Jim Barnes and Charlie Drayton joined us a couple of months later, and we continued working up these songs. We're still tidying up the recording process and exactly what we're going to release. Yeah, that'll be news in a couple of weeks' time. But that sort of, yeah, that's pretty close to completion.
It's My Generation. I'm Dangerous Dave with special guest co-hosts Ian Moss and Don Walker. Now, you guys have enlisted an amazing lineup of support bands for these shows. Which Australian bands did you guys support, like, coming through the ranks?
We used to support the Dingoes a lot, Kevin Borich a lot.
Skyhooks even.
Skyhooks awesome. We've supported once, yeah.
Now, there's a bunch of Aussie bands joining you across Australia and some big names as well.
Probably the biggest names would be Paul Kelly. And this is for different various shows. Paul Kelly, Casey Chambers, Troy Cassadaley, the Hoodoo Gurus would be the major names. And there's a lot of other people too, like Birds of Tokyo. And the list is out there. After we say, yeah, gee, love to do something with them, then they go back and negotiate and between our management and their management and sort it all out. Are they interested, you know, down to, you know, the economics of it?
Cold Chisel's music defines Australian audiences. We know the words, the songs take us back to defining moments. Let's talk about the set list. There's songs that you have to do for the fans, right?
The first thing is that we enjoy it, because nobody out there is going to enjoy, in front of us, is going to enjoy it if we're not enjoying it. You're right, Dave. There's like a list of songs that if people didn't hear one of those songs, they probably walk away disappointed. So there's a list of songs that we always include in a set. And beyond that, we get to please ourselves and come up with the stuff that we think might put on a good show.
And you got some new songs on the way, so is that part of a new album?
Yes, we've got new songs, you know, more than an album's worth that we were preparing throughout earlier this year, and that we got into the studio for some weeks in August and recorded. But there's announcements on that coming up, including a single coming out.
Yeah, look, there's some nice surprises there, some terrific co-writes between Barnes and Walker. I think people are going to be very, very pleased.
We're about to play another live highlight written by the late Steve Prestwich, Forever Now.
That wasn't the first song of Steve's that we recorded, but it was the first song that he wrote that was a real big hit, you know, established his reputation as being
credentials. You
know, credentials as being a writer of great melodies and catchy rhythms.
Rock legends Ian Moss and Don Walker been our very special guests on the show. Now, the tickets for Cold Chisel's Blood Moon Tour go on sale Monday. All the details are on the My Generation Facebook page. Now, the name of this tour, guys, comes from a rare lunar eclipse. Talk us through the idea behind the title of the Blood Moon Tour.
We wanted to come up with a name that somehow encapsulated this touring in summer, outdoors, with, crucially, good weather.
Yeah.
And it was a case of us playing with words between all of us and trying to come up with an image that everybody ticked That's the only really real justification behind the name of the tour, Blood Moon.
Now, back to the set list. Are there highlights for you, songs you just love to play live just for yourselves?
Well, firstly, I should probably say that when we do play live, we've been over it, thrash it out thoroughly, and we realise there's 14 songs there that we kind of have to play. We won't get out alive if we don't. Go for the short answer. One Long Day is my choice.
I always enjoy the high point of the set for me is always Merry-Go-Round.
Now, the locations are very special. From Glenelg in Adelaide to Fremantle, you play Orange, 40 years since the last time round. You're taking Cold Chisel back to the people, and they'll be on holidays that time of the year as well.
I just think it suits that time of year. Some of these shows are actually on the beach. There's something about doing it under an open sky in the second half of summer.
And I guess there'll be no sound restrictions either.
It won't pull any punches with it. You know, people won't be walking away saying, geez, wish they had a bigger PA system or anything like that.
Gee, the guitar was soft.
Ian Moss and Don Walker, the Blood Moon Tour is going to make Cold Chisel fans very happy. That is guaranteed. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for having us on, Dave.
Cheers.
My Generation. Tune in for Rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.